It's a freaking new year. It's a new year. You know, they like to say new year, new you. But what this year really gives you the opportunity to do is to step into a new identity for yourself. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Fields Well podcast. For those who I haven't met yet or who are new to this show, welcome. My name is Lauren Fields. I am the founder and host of Fields Well, and I've been doing a lot of interviews on the show featuring other thought leaders in the realms of wellness, transformation, personal development. But today, you have me all to yourself. And my goal for this episode is to really pump you up for an incredible new year. You may be listening to this on January 1st, and you may be ready to make this year really stand out. Maybe you're ready to make this the next best year of your life, and you're looking for some tips on how to do so. And that is why I am here. This is going to be a punchy 10 to 15 minute episode. We're really going to dive into the system that I have used to really become what I like to call limitless. I have developed a tried and true formula after everything I've learned from someone who has overcome a traumatic brain injury, who has rebuilt myself time and time again, who has studied for various coaching certifications, who has completed a master's degree in psychology, opened my own coaching practice on the main street of town in Rancho Santa Fe, who has given a TEDx talk, who has hosted now over 120 episodes of this podcast, I've learned quite a few things. And what I believe has enabled me to get everything I've wanted by using everything that I've got is this formula that I've developed. And it is what we call the Fields Well formula. There are 6 elements to the formula. And the very first is frame of mind. So I want you to check in with yourself and ask yourself, what is my mindset right now? Do I believe in myself? Do I believe in my ability to uphold a standard that supports the commitment that this is about to become the best year of my life? Because if you don't believe in yourself, it's going to be really hard to get others to believe in you. Neuroscience and psychology show that we have on average 60 to 80,000 thoughts a day. Instead of letting your mind run you, it's important for you to realize that you are the one who can rewire or reprogram your mind. I like to ask, how often do we update our iPhones or our computers? At least every couple weeks to month, at least. How often are you updating your own programming? It's often that there are limiting beliefs from our childhood, maybe where people didn't believe in us, and so we started not to believe in ourselves. We took others' beliefs personally when they really had nothing to do with us. So it's really important to check in with yourself and say, why do I have this limiting belief? Or why do I believe this of myself? Is it true? Is this belief that I'm holding true? And does it support where I want to go or better? And if it doesn't, what is the belief that I need to start programming within myself instead? So for example, maybe you have a belief that saying, I'm afraid to go after this, it will never work out, or what if it fails? Instead, what if we reframe that to, I'm fully capable, and what if it turns out better than I ever could have imagined? Look at that shift, and that's available to you in any moment, is really to check in, and this is your responsibility to take accountability to rewire and rework your programming so you're showing up as someone who's capable, as someone who's successful. I like to say, whatever you say after I am creates a program and an activation within you. So you really want to be programming yourself, I am successful, I am worthy, I am capable, as opposed to I'm tired, I'm anxious, I'm fearful. You will feel that within yourself. And I like to say you are always listening. So number one, frame of mind, it's important to develop a growth mindset. Always be learning new things. We have access to so much information right now, from podcasts to YouTube videos to masterminds to AI, ChatGPT. Like, start learning new things and always keep sharpening the saw. So number one, frame of mind. Then we go into intention. When you go after a goal, or when you're looking to level up in your life, it's so important to get clear on what your destination is, what your goal is. So how clear can you get on what you're looking to call in to your life? Are you looking to become a published author? Are you looking to start a podcast? Are you looking to help individuals transform their lives? Are you looking to find the love of your life? Are you looking to have your most successful year yet and earn $1 million? Whatever it may be, write it down. Get really clear on it. I like to say, like, for example, when you put an address in a GPS, you put that exact address in and then you follow the steps to get there. So instead of entering this new year thinking, oh, I really hope it's a good year, why don't we instead define what would make this a good year? And we write it out. Studies show you're at least 42% more likely to achieve your goals when you write them down. So clarity on your intention, on your goals. What is it that you want this year to look like? A little example and a little exercise we could do. Close your eyes. Where are you sitting at the end of 2026? What does that look like? Are you in a home? What does that room you're in look like? Who's around you? Who do you want to call with really good news? What are you celebrating? Begin with the end in mind. You have to know where you're going in order to get there. And once you decide where you're going, follow the steps. There are experts who have already accomplished what you're looking to accomplish or something similar. What steps did they take to get there? And how can you follow those same steps? It's going to be uniquely your own experience because no one else is you. So, you know, push imposter syndrome out of the way and just go for it, because the world is waiting for whatever you have to offer and you feel called to do. You're having these downloads for a reason. Trust in that. Believe in yourself and clearly pursue your goal and follow your intention. Let your intention create your confidence. So when you have good intentions, be confident in what you're pursuing. The E of the formula is for environment. So once we believe in ourselves and have a clear intention, it's important that we look at our environment. Not only where are we spending our time, but who are we spending our time around? How would you rate your environment? Are you in the right places, surrounded by the right people who are going to help you take your life to the next level? Are you showing up to different wellness events or masterminds? Are you visiting Fieldswell, my coaching practice here in San Diego, or having virtual calls with me to ensure that you are on track to achieve your goals? Are you in environments where you feel safe talking about your goals and your dreams? Or do they feel stifled by those around you because those individuals aren't supportive of what you're looking to do or to achieve? Really important to look around you and say, am I putting myself in the right places? Let's write down or think about a couple of places and people who make us feel really inspired and alive. And then maybe there are a couple people or places where you're like, I really don't feel well. When I am in that location or when I'm around that person, they're draining my energy. Your energy is your most scarce and valuable resource. When you walk into a room, you notice that person who comes in and they're full of life, they're full of light. It's because they have a system that really regulates and harnesses their energy. You know who they are when they walk into a room and you say, I feel so amazing around that person. They are a human glow stick and they light me up. How can you start to become that person and bring that energy into any and every situation that you are part of? That's on you. It's time to take accountability. If you really want to make this year stand out and you really want to attract opportunities to yourself. So after environment, we have a lifestyle. Your lifestyle are the habits and the practices that you partake in day in and day out. So this goes into sleep. Sleep for me, I have my Oura Ring here, is so important. Again, we think about energy. We need time to recharge, to rest, to refuel. And so sleep is so very important. If you change anything about your habits or your routines, I would put sleep at the very, very, very top. You know, after 8 or 9 hours of sleep and a consistent sleep schedule, you are a different person. You're calmer, you're less reactive, you need less caffeine or what have you, whatever you're using to pump you up, and you have that natural source of energy. So how can you start prioritizing your sleep in 2026? It's hard. As a 32-year-old with a 9 p.m. bedtime, saying no to those late nights out or that extra drink, it can be difficult. But let me tell you, if you're feeling like, I really want a positive change in my life, what are some little changes that I can make to ensure I fulfill this desire of mine to become more, to achieve more, to attract more? Start prioritizing your sleep. So sleep, then we have movement. Are you moving your body every day? Even if it's just a 30-minute walk, this doesn't have to look like high-intensity HIIT training, weights, treadmill every day. Find what works for you. We're so bio-individual. For me, sometimes it's yoga or reformer Pilates or a nature walk. But how can I just start moving my body? Those endorphins, those natural feel-good chemicals will really set this year apart for you when you start prioritizing feeling good in your skin. When you start making your body a home that you really love living in. And these choices really help build confidence in you. They help you love yourself and they help you vibrate at a higher frequency. Another element of lifestyle is nutrition and eating. Are you fueling yourself with the ingredients that you need to show up as the best version of yourself? Do you feel well after the meals that you eat? Are you eating balanced meals? Maybe that looks like 3 meals a day for you. For me, I like to have breakfast. For breakfast, I do eggs and avocado or oatmeal with fresh fruit. Lunch, I love to have a salad with protein. And dinner, I'm a big steak girl, and steak works really well for me. I love to eat dinner on the earlier side, around 5 p.m., so it feels fully digested by the time that I go to bed. So these little things, these day-in and day-out habits, these staples, the sleep, the movement, the nutrition, and then your spirituality. Do you practice faith? Do you believe in something more? You know, I like to say we get to believe in something or we get to believe in nothing, and the choice is up to you. When I see butterflies flying around all around me, I believe in something more. I believe I'm divinely guided, and the more I can tune into my intuition, the more I can have a sense of wonder about the world around me, the more beautiful my life is. And you look at your habits and your day-to-day and you say, are these habits and practices in alignment with the person that I want to become? Maybe you're still having a lot of late nights out and you realize, like, the person I want to become, those aren't going to help get him or her there. How can I start to shift that to earlier nights in or taking more accountability for who I am becoming? The next element of the formula is discipline. Are you doing the things you say you're going to do? Be impeccable with your word. This is important because this is how you learn to trust yourself. When I say I'm going to do something, for example, when I say I'm going to start a podcast, I do it. I go all in on it. I'm recording every single day. I'm reaching out to people to be on the show. I'm showing up here for a solo episode, even when it's a little awkward and a little uncomfortable, because that is the way to become great at something, is to start before you're ready. A lot of us don't want to be seen. Emily Ford has said this, one of my mentors. A lot of us don't want to be seen starting at the bottom because we're embarrassed what people will think of us. We don't want them to see us doing something for the first time, being a little bit awkward, starting it, figuring it out. But that's where the magic is. You see, watching you pursue something boldly to become pro, to become expert, that is the path. Those who you look up to are there because they started. They were once exactly where you were. You're just seeing them 5, 10, 15, 20 years in, and it can feel heavy to think, how will I get there? Like, that's a lot of weight. They're so good. Look at me starting down here. That seems like a really big gap, but guess how you get to where they are? You start and you do the things you say you are going to do. Maybe you need a coach. Maybe you need a therapist. Maybe you need an accountability buddy to help hold you accountable to really stay disciplined. I know with my clients, once they tell me what it is they want to do or achieve, there's really no going back because they've already admitted it to me. So once you say, I want to write a book, or once you say, I'm ready for a really successful romantic relationship, like I'm ready to find love, or I'm ready to travel to Fiji, or whatever it may be, once you admit it, what are you waiting for? We don't know how much longer we have to live. We're acting like we have forever. I've heard Mel Robbins say, you could be hit by a bus tomorrow. So why not go all in on today doing all the things, or at least starting to figure out a plan for how you're going to achieve whatever's on your list? What do you want to do? Like, what do you want? Sit and ask yourself, what do I want? And then get started. I'm over this one day, or I hope this happens, or like, I'd love if my life looked like this. Like, anything that's stopping you from starting is just an excuse, and that's on you. I was at Tim Story's Mastermind in San Diego a couple weeks ago. It was New Year, New You. And Scott Cleary was one of the speakers, and he was talking about the one thing that he's really noticed that separates those who really make it in life from those who don't is they have an internal locus of control. This means whatever happens in your life, good or bad, you say, it's on me. I take full accountability for my life. I can handle the highs, the lows, whatever comes at me, because it's on me. And that gives you your power back. And that is so important, because when you take accountability for your life and you boldly pursue your goals and your dreams and you're disciplined, you know that it creates so much momentum and you're on the path. You start to have this faith, this quiet confidence that I already know it's going to happen because I'm doing everything I can to get there. And if it doesn't happen, something better and more destined for me is already on the way. You're getting up early, you're going to the gym, you're fueling your body with really nutrient-dense meals, you're surrounding yourself with the right people, you're in the right places, you're going the extra mile. You start to have this inner confidence, this inner faith. You start attracting opportunities all around you. It all starts within. It's important you start to realize this. It's all on you. To make this your year, you hold the power. No one else, nothing else. It's all on you. It's a decision. It's a declaration. And it requires discipline. The S, the final element to the formula, is send it. Send it. You have to put yourself out there. You have to go and jump off the cliff. You have to go all in, and you have to go for it. Send it means unapologetically pursuing your highest goal, your highest vision, your highest dream, posting that post that makes you feel uncomfortable on social media, saying the thing or going after the thing that's been burning in your heart with all that you got. Reaching out to that person you know can help you take your life to the next level. Whatever you've been holding back, it's time for you to send it and go all in and go for it. And it may feel awkward in the beginning, but all of a sudden, you're in the game. You're in the arena when you're sending it. I think my word for this year is going to be send it. Just go for it. Just do the thing. What are we waiting for? I think send it could be a really great word for a lot of us to live by in 2026. To think at the end of 2026, you know what? I sent it this year. I gave it my all. There was no holding back. I didn't hesitate going after my dreams. There was no hesitation. I went all in. I am so freaking proud of the effort and the work that I put into my life this year. That's what I want you to feel. That is what I want you to feel. What's stopping you? What are you waiting for? Why can't this year be the best frickin' year of your life? If this resonated with you, hit like, hit subscribe, follow along with our journey. As I said, we have our headquarters here, the Fieldswell headquarters. We now have the Fieldswell Studios, which is a creative space for personal branding, for podcasting. We host workshops here. We host events in San Diego, and soon we're going to expand our events all around the world. We have so many opportunities for you to come in, open your heart, open your mind, really start pursuing your goals and your dreams. And I've created a safe space for you to come and do that inner work. It all starts within. As within, so without. When you work on yourself, everything around you shifts. Stop waiting to be happy. Stop waiting to feel successful. Decide now. I am full of joy. I am a success. And then back those declarations up with the choices, with the environments, with the people, with the actions that really support it. This is on you. Comment, reach out. I am here to pump you up. Let's make this the best one yet.